All right, let's do this. Today, we're taking a deep dive into Gearbots.
Gearbots.
Yeah, it looks like we've got quite a bit of info to dig into. We've got their website, some articles about makerspaces in general.
Mm.
Even a couple of pieces on the maker movement as a whole. Seem like there's a lot of buzz around this idea of hands-on learning.
Yeah, and it looks like Gearbots is really at the forefront of that, especially when you bring in the whole STEM education angle and the makerspace concept.
Right.
And there's even that aerospace connection, which is interesting.
Absolutely. And it's not just a summer camp thing either. They've got those junior makerspace courses running during the school year. Then they've got the Sugden Academy for older kids.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you've got those summer camps, which look pretty amazing.
Especially with that tie-in to the Abbotsford Air Show. That's got to be a big draw.
For sure. You know, it's funny because this whole Gearbots thing makes me think about how makerspaces seem to be popping up everywhere these days. It's like they're becoming a real movement.
It's definitely not just a fad.
Right. It feels like a whole new way of thinking about education and developing skills.
Absolutely.
So imagine this. You walk into a place and you can literally build anything you can think of. 3D printers, laser cutters, robotics, electronics, woodworking, the whole nine yards.
That's the essence of a makerspace, right?
Exactly. If you can dream it, you can probably make it after in a makerspace. Pretty cool, huh?
It's a pretty amazing concept. And while all those tools and gadgets are definitely exciting, I think the real magic is in the skills people develop when they're working in that kind of environment.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not just about the tech, right?
Exactly. We're talking about those essential 21st century skills that are in such high demand that things like critical thinking, problem solving, collaboration, creativity,
resilience, determination.
Yes. All those things that employers are looking for.
It's like a crash course in becoming a maker. You know, you learn by doing and you pick up all these incredible skills along the way.
You're not just memorizing facts and figures.
Right. You're actually applying what you're learning to real-world projects.
And you're learning to see a project through from start to finish.
You develop those goal-oriented skills and an ability to follow procedures, which are super important no matter what field you're in.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest benefits of makerspaces is that they encourage this kind of computational thinking.
Computational thinking.
Yeah. It's that ability to break down complex problems into smaller, more manageable steps. It's essential for coding, for engineering, even for just navigating everyday life.
It's like you're training your brain to think in a more systematic and logical way.
Exactly. And you're making connections across different subjects too.
Oh, right. Like you're not just learning about science in isolation.
Exactly. You might be using math concepts to design a structure or using coding skills to program a robot to perform a specific task.
So it's a more holistic approach to learning.
And a more engaging one too. When you're actually creating something tangible, you're much more likely to remember the concepts involved.
Absolutely. And I think one of the most important shifts that happens in a makerspace is that move from a consumer mindset to a maker mindset.
Oh, that's a good point.
Instead of just buying things, you start to think, hey, maybe I could build this myself.
Right.
It's empowering, right? It gives you a sense of agency and control over the things in your life.
And it fosters creativity and innovation. When you're not limited by what's available in stores, you can really let your imagination run wild.
All right, let's shift gears a little and talk about the Gearbots summer camps. They seem to have this really unique focus on aerospace, which makes perfect sense given their partnership with the Abbotsford Air Show.
Makes sense.
It's a pretty brilliant way to tap into something that kids already find exciting, planes, rockets, drones, and then use that excitement to teach them real-world STEM skills.
Definitely. Imagine spending a summer building hovercrafts and designing rockets in Kerbal Space Program.
Oh, that's cool.
All while learning the physics, engineering, and coding. It sounds like a dream come true for any kid who's fascinated by aerospace.
And then on top of that, they get that exclusive behind-the-scenes experience at the Abbotsford International Air Show. That's got to be pretty amazing.
It really speaks to the value that Gearbots places on hands-on immersive learning. It's not just about sitting in a classroom and listening to lectures.
Right. It's about getting out there and seeing how these concepts come to life in the real world.
And having fun while doing it. Because, let's face it, learning should be enjoyable.
Absolutely. Now, it looks like Gearbots doesn't just partner with the air show. They've got collaborations with all sorts of organizations, universities, tech companies, even community groups.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's like they're building this whole ecosystem for STEM learning and innovation.
It makes sense, right? You need that cross-pollination of ideas, that access to cutting-edge knowledge and expertise to really push the boundaries of what's possible.
And it's great to see that they're bringing those opportunities right to the community.
Like with their STEM zone at the air show, learning to solder, launching air rockets. That sounds like a blast.
right? It's all about making STEM engaging and accessible to everyone. It's about sparking that curiosity and that passion for learning.
And about fostering those essential 21st century skills we were talking about earlier. Because when you think about it, those skills are kind of baked into the whole makerspace experience.
That's interesting.
You're constantly encountering challenges. Things don't always work the first time, and you have to figure out how to overcome those obstacles.
So resilience and grit become almost like second nature.
Exactly. And when you're working on a project that you're really passionate about, you develop that determination to see it through to the end, that we'll figure it out attitude that's so valuable in any field, really.
Totally. You're learning to set goals, to break down complex tasks into manageable steps, to stay focused even when things get tough. Those are skills that translate to any career path.
Absolutely. And I think one of the most important things about makerspaces is that they encourage that kind of MacGyver spirit, you know, that ability to improvise, to think outside the box, to come up with creative solutions when you don't have all the resources you need.
It's like you're developing that resourceful problem-solving mindset that's so essential in today's world.
Exactly. You're learning to be adaptable, to be resourceful, to be a true innovator.
That's powerful stuff.
It is. And it's something that we can all benefit from, regardless of our age or background. I think that's one of the most beautiful things about the maker movement. It's truly for everyone.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll delve deeper into some of the specific projects and initiatives that Gearbots is involved in. Stay tuned.
Sounds good. You know, it's funny because when you think about it, a lot of those skills, they're almost like a natural byproduct of the whole process of making things.
How so?
Well, you're always going to run into challenges, right? Things aren't always going to work out perfectly on the first try.
Of course not.
And you have to figure out how to overcome those obstacles, how to adapt, how to keep going, even when things get tough.
Makes sense. So you're saying those skills like resilience and grit, they kind of emerge organically from that process.
Exactly. You don't necessarily set out to learn them, but they just kind of become part of your DNA as a maker.
I like that. It's like those skills are baked into the experience.
Precisely. And when you're working on something you're truly passionate about, that's where the determination comes in.
Oh, yeah.
You hit a roadblock, but you don't give up. You find a way around it. You find a way to make it work.
That's so important.
It is. And that we'll figure it out attitude, that's gold.
Especially in fields like engineering and tech, where problem solving is everything.
Absolutely. And you're not just learning the technical stuff either. You're learning how to set a goal, how to break it down into smaller steps, how to stay focused and organized even when things get complicated.
You're learning project management skills without even realizing it.
Exactly. Which are valuable no matter what you end up doing in life.
Totally. You know those documentaries we watched about the maker movement?
Yeah.
There were so many great examples of people using their creativity and ingenuity to solve problems sometimes with very limited resources.
Oh, absolutely. It was like watching MacGyver in action.
Totally. Speaking of MacGyver, it's amazing to see the kinds of things people are creating in makerspaces these days. We saw everything from custom electronics to 3D printed prosthetics.
Wow.
Even robots that can explore underwater caves.
It's mind-blowing. And I think what's really exciting is that this movement is really democratizing innovation, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, in the past, if you wanted to create something really cool, you needed access to expensive equipment, specialized labs.
Right.
But makerspaces, they level the playing field. You don't need a fancy degree or a $1 million lab to get started. You just need an idea and a willingness to learn.
And a makerspace can provide you with the tools, the resources, and the community to help you bring that idea to life.
Exactly. It's a game changer.
It really is. It's like taking control of your own education. You're not just passively absorbing information.
Uh-huh.
You're actively seeking out the knowledge and skills you need to pursue your passions.
That's so powerful. And when you combine that with the whole idea of computational thinking.
Right, that ability to break down complex problems into smaller, more manageable steps.
It just unlocks so many possibilities. You start to see problems not as obstacles, but as puzzles to be solved.
It's like you're training your brain to think differently.
Exactly. You're developing that problem-solving mindset that's so essential in today's world. And you're doing it in a way that's fun and engaging.
Absolutely. You know, this makes me wonder, what kind of impact could this approach have on education as a whole? Could we see a shift towards more hands-on, project-based learning becoming the norm?
Ooh, that's a big question.
I mean, imagine if makerspaces were as common as libraries or community centers.
That would be amazing.
Right? What if every kid had the opportunity to tinker, to experiment, to build things, to learn by doing?
It would revolutionize education.
It really would. And it's not just about STEM anymore, right?
No, not at all.
Makerspaces can incorporate art, design, storytelling, even social studies. It's about creating a more holistic and engaging learning experience.
Absolutely. Think about learning history by building a scale model of an ancient city or designing a board game that teaches about a particular historical event.
That sounds way more fun than just reading a textbook.
Right. And you're much more likely to remember the information if you're actively engaged with it.
For sure. And, you know, it makes you think about the future workforce, too.
Oh, yeah.
Are we seeing a shift towards creativity, problem solving, and adaptability becoming the most sought after skills?
Absolutely. And the traditional classroom model, it doesn't always do a great job of fostering those skills.
No, it doesn't. It's too focused on memorization and standardized testing.
Exactly. But makerspaces, they provide a different kind of learning environment. One that's more hands-on, more collaborative, more focused on developing those 21st century skills that employers are looking for.
Makes sense. So are you saying that makerspaces could actually help to better prepare students for the jobs of the future?
I think they have the potential to do that, yes. Because when you think about it, a lot of the jobs that will exist in the future, they haven't even been invented yet.
That's true.
So the ability to learn, to adapt, to solve problems creatively, those are going to be essential skills no matter what field you go into.
And makerspaces can help to cultivate those skills in a really fun and engaging way.
Exactly. It's not about drilling information into people's heads.
Right.
It's about giving them the tools and the freedom to explore their own interests, to experiment, to make mistakes, and learn from them.
And to collaborate with others, to share ideas, to build things together.
It's about fostering a sense of community.
Exactly. You know, those documentaries really highlighted that aspect of the maker movement.
Yeah.
It's not just about building things. It's about building connections, fostering a sense of shared purpose, recognizing that we all have something to contribute.
It's a really beautiful thing to see people from all walks of life coming together, sharing their skills and knowledge and creating amazing things.
Absolutely. You know, there was that one quote from Dale Doherty in one of the documentaries that really stuck with me.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
He said, "Being a maker is just not taking the world as it's given.
It's about questioning, exploring, and shaping the world around you."
Yeah. It's about not settling for the status quo, but instead looking for ways to make things better, to solve problems, to create new possibilities.
It's about taking ownership of your world, making it your own.
And that applies to any field or endeavor, not just making physical objects.
Absolutely. It's a mindset. It's a way of approaching life.
And I think that's a really powerful message, especially in a world that can often feel overwhelming and complex.
It is. It reminds us that we all have the power to create, to innovate, to make a difference.
We don't have to be passive bystanders. We can be active participants in shaping our own futures.
And the maker movement provides us with a framework for doing just that. It gives us the tools, the resources, and the community to turn our ideas into reality.
It's a movement that's all about empowering people to take control of their own learning, their own creativity, their own destinies.
And that's something worth celebrating.
And it's inspiring to see how that maker mindset can really bring people together to create something bigger than themselves.
Totally.
And when you step back and look at the impact makerspaces are having, it's clear this whole movement is about way more than just building cool gadgets.
It really does feel like we're just scratching the surface.
I know, right?
Like, imagine a world where makerspaces were as common as library or community centers.
That would be incredible.
Everyone would have a place to go to learn new skills, to tinker with technology, to build projects, to collaborate with others.
It could completely change the way we think about learning and problem solving.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about the tools and tech, right? It's a deeper shift in mindset.
Totally.
From being passive consumers to active creators.
From accepting the world as it is to shaping it into something better.
Remember those documentaries we watched?
Oh, yeah.
They showed how the maker movement can revitalize entire communities, spark new businesses, even disrupt traditional industries with fresh perspectives.
Right. It's not just about individual projects.
Exactly. It's about a collective spirit of innovation.
A belief that we can create a better future by working together.
And a willingness to roll up our sleeves and get our hands dirty.
Absolutely. That hands-on approach, that's what bridges the gap between learning and doing.
Between theory and real-world application.
Exactly. And remember how Gearbots is working with universities and tech companies and local businesses.
Like they're creating this network.
Yeah, a whole ecosystem for innovation.
Where education and industry and the community can all come together to support the next generation of makers and problem solvers.
And ensure that the skills being taught in makerspaces are actually aligned with the needs of the future workforce.
That's a crucial piece of the puzzle, isn't it?
It is.
You know, it's been really fascinating to take this deep dive into Gearbots and the maker movement as a whole.
I agree.
It's given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
And here's a final thought for all of you listening out there. We've seen how Gearbots is using this maker approach to make STEM education more engaging and accessible. But what if we applied this model to other fields as well?
That's an interesting thought.
Could we have maker spaces for the arts, for healthcare, for social innovation? What would those spaces look like, and what kind of impact could they have? It's something to ponder as you continue to explore this amazing world of making and innovation. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.